Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
And a happy Thursday morning. For some reason, I keep thinking this is Friday, but Friday will come, and I wish all of you just a great Christmas weekend, a great holiday. Yeah, I've never been worried about saying Merry Christmas as opposed to Happy Holidays or whatever. It's just we've gone so far, it's insane. And I wish you all the best wishes in the world. And I look forward, even though it's premature here, I look forward to having all of you back in 2018. And we are on the brink of, I think, some very, very good things. I'm going to talk about some of those today. And it's the accomplishments of Donald Trump. No matter what he does, and I'm going to go through some of these, not in the same way I've gone through them before. He has done a lot in turning this country around. And then you've got fools, just absolute fools like Chuck Schumer. I mean, I guess Harry Reid was more revolting, but it's pretty close, I'll tell you. And talking about the damage, the greatest damage this is going to do, Nancy Pelosi, this new tax reform bill that was passed, and Rachel Maddow, who had the audacity to come on and lie about it and say how it's going to negatively affect 80% of the middle income class in this country when it's going to improve the middle class income. And tax relief is going to be 80% of the people who are going to experience this. I don't want to go through all the numbers here today. I've been through them, and I was a little relieved through protocol that the results again turned out to be the same on the recount because of a little bit of an error in Congress regarding their rules. And you talk about that. It could have been changed with a few votes. But Rosie O'Donnell, you see, is a genius. I mean, why is it that so many geniuses, quote, have so much money? I think she's as dumb as a brick wall. And I don't really disagree with anything Trump said about her. But she offered. Now, just listen to this. She offered two senators to change their vote, which would have changed the vote in the Senate. Let me see, it was 51-48 in favor of the Republicans, so it would have been 50-49 in favor of the Democrats. It's $2 million each to change their vote. First of all, if you were any senator who was stupid enough to take that, you would be involved with bribery. I mean, it's pretty tough to turn down $2 million just for voting. And if somebody asked me to change my vote here, for $2 million, I'll tell you, I have to sit and think about it. I mean, if we're not, you know, often I just vote and I don't know. You know, I'll vote Republican because I don't know. But none of that's relevant, really. What's relevant here is that Rosie O'Donnell committed bribery. She committed bribery. I would never sell out on a bill like this or the presidency vote or anything else. I wouldn't do it for $2 million. I wouldn't do it because I feel that if I did something like that, I'll be coming on this show and lying to an audience that I've been doing my best to portray accurately what's going on. It's an opinionated show. But I haven't really lied about anything since I've come on this show. And I'm hoping that smarter heads will prevail and they'll start prosecuting where they should prosecute. Let me make a couple of points here regarding yesterday, which was so much fun. I mean, I know that press conference was a bunch of, you know, it's a bunch of sizzle. Everybody was happy, of course, and I think Paul Ryan and Trump were the happiest. Number one, what I noted there was Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell made the switch, the rhino Republican, to how much he loves Trump and how much he embraces Trump. I know it's not true, but a big bill was passed and he gets credit, so he can't come on and lambast and criticize Donald Trump. He's two-faced, but he showed his good face. Same with Paul Ryan, hugs and kisses and mutual admiration. This is politics. They passed a bill that no Republican Congress has done in over three decades. No Congress, a tax reform bill that will benefit the majority. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples in a minute. The other criticism was, you know, one of our better senators in this country happens to be, he's the only member of Congress who's black. And he is as good as anyone in my eyes. His name is Tim Scott from South Carolina. I look at him, I'm colorblind when I look at him because of all he's accomplished for South Carolina. He's the real deal. And he came on and Trump gave him a preferred position with the camera. You know, they do that. You know, when Obama spoke, you had all these black people in back of him. The one black, it was Tim Scott, and all of a sudden, Rachel Maddow, that nitwit, high IQ, high nitwit level as well, came on, twisted the whole thing and talked about how 80% of American middle class will be losers from this bill. And she said Tim Scott was on there as a prop, just to show someone black. Let me tell you, Rachel, and I'm sorry I never got the chance to debate you because they canceled our debate on Fox. Let me tell you that Tim Scott helped craft this bill. He was a major contributor, and that's why he was on there. You want to talk about bias and how the media works. Did they work 100% the other way to favor anybody who's a minority, a black, because they feel it'll gain them votes? And I can't remember who was questioned. Some Democrat was, and I forget who the host was as well. But the question was, don't you want illegal immigrants and minorities to be elected because it'll obviously transform that into a Democrat vote? And I don't know who said it, but the answer was no, we don't even think of that. I wish I could have smashed the TV screen, climbed through it and grabbed, it was a he, him by the neck. Now I'm going to address some misconceptions and the beauty of this bill. And these are things that you may not realize because there's been so much back and forth and there have been so many different opinions that the real truth hasn't come out. Number one, and this is in no particular order, AMWA, with all those acres of oil laden grounds in Alaska will be open for drilling. You know, Alaska is a gigantic state. You know, it's 5,000 miles from Washington, by the way. Who are we going to protect up there? We're not going to protect. The polar bears are reproducing in spite of the climate change accusations. Now we're going to take land that Obama would have committed someone to a death sentence if they forcefully did it. And, you know, the reason is, stay away from all that. I'm going to stay away from it. I'm tempted every morning to say something I shouldn't say on air, but I'm not going to say it again this morning about what I think Obama really is or what he was. That's all the information I'll give on that. Everything he did was not in the best interests of this country, so you could take it from there, everything. So we're going to be drilling in Anwar. You know what this is going to do? This is going to complete our quest for an energy-independent country. The United States of America is going to be energy-independent. And this is incredibly important because Obama would have taken all the private land and converted it to public land. And thank God, yeah, I'm saying God. Thank God that monster isn't here to do it. Now I'll tell you a couple of other things about this plan when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings, because the people he has on that show can change your life.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a
Laurie, you like that song by the Turbans?
It's one of my favorites, too.
Are you serious? It really is?
Right up there with them.
Yep. It's a beautiful song, and I have to take just a couple of moments here to thank Laurie, my friend. I put friend first and producer second. She's really, really under the weather this morning, and she came in pretty much just for me, and I just want her to know, and I want everybody out there to know, that this isn't a one-person show, and thank you, Laurie.
Stu, you don't have to thank me for that. You know that I'm always here for you.
No, you're really, really sick this morning, and it's a long, tough ride for her, and getting up really early. And I just want to let everyone know I appreciate it. And if you can appreciate what's going on behind the scenes, it's tough because I'm the voice you hear. And there is no credit that ever goes out to the people behind me, but. That's all I wanted to say as I get back to business here right now. And I want to talk about those terrific benefits that are coming out of the new tax plan that has been fostered by Donald Trump. And those of you who hate him, I know hate him even more. The lies. I don't have to be an economic expert, even though I listen to, I really do. I've listened to both sides of this very, very carefully, and with no disdain, by the way. Now, when I say that, no disdain that I have when I hear about what's going on with these investigations and foreign policy. I mean, that turns to disdain because I feel I have a pretty good grasp on that. Nobody, apparently, has a 100% grasp on this. So in the foes of this, and I don't mean the Chuck Schumers, I don't listen to anything he says. He's a disgrace. Nancy Pelosi is a bird brain. She's a bird brain, and I think she's suffering dementia. I don't listen. I'm not talking. I'm talking about, quote, respected senators, respected members of the Congress, House of Representatives. I will listen to them, even from people who don't have the higher visual benefit of always being on television. Some of them are pretty smart, but when you start listening to people like Rachel Maddow, I should write a book, Smart People Can Really Be Stupid. I'm not sure I could say it the other way around. But tax cuts will benefit 80%. Rachel Maddow says it'll hurt 80%. Now, you know, they're talking ahead to when this is over, the projection into 2026. Do you know what can happen between now and 2026? A ton of things. I hope they're all good. But if there's a problem, there are going to be problems every year about everything. Tell me you go through, I don't know, a week with no problems. I've actually gone through a week of no problems. I hope that isn't the kiss of death. But you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is something is going to come back and bite you. It bites all of us, whatever it is. Your health, a problem in the family, business, social problems. Oh, man, we've all had more than our share. So these are flat-out lies coming from the left, because just like they couldn't accept Trump's ascendancy to president of the United States, they can't accept anything that he has done that results in any good. And therefore, in a way, I call them traitors to this country. I don't mean it in a literal sense, because there's no prosecution for the I think their voices are just louder for 40% of the population. This country is rapidly starting to move center right, and I couldn't be happier about it. Now, let me tell you about just a couple of other things here. One is and I don't think a lot of people out there understand how important it is that the Obama mandate is gone. Can you believe any government other than a socialist government would charge anyone a fee or a punishment or a penalty because they chose voluntarily to take the risk and not have insurance? Now, when you look at the millennials in this country, hey, look, when I was, I don't know, up to a certain age, I never thought about getting sick or being vulnerable to anything. I just want to tell you, if you're lucky enough to survive, it happens to all of us. And yeah, I've had my share of medical problems, and most people out there have. But when you're out there and you're a teenager, or let's say under 26, because people over 26 were covered by the plan and in the family plan, or they had to pay in on their own, almost nobody paid in. And the millennials are thinking, well, I'm 18 years old, 20 years old. I'm in great shape. Why should I pay? So it was the penalty. This is supposed to be not a banana public, not a third world country, but the great America. Yes, Donald Trump, we're making America great again. And do you know that this mandate has been eliminated, which is the death knell for Obamacare? It's the absolute death knell. Now, I will tell you that I have been with people. I was with a gentleman at a gym class the other day. Couldn't stop about Obama. I was the greatest president ever. Oh, I walked out. I actually saw him at the gym class yesterday. He came over and, everything. I don't discuss politics. Shook hands and I said, I hope to be able to see you in my hometown. We'll go out to lunch. I said, I'll take you to lunch. He says, no, I'll take you to lunch. See, two adult people, he being one, me being the other. It didn't become an issue. Somebody brought it up. And, okay, it was, so it doesn't matter who it was, said that Obamacare has been great for me. And along with this gentleman who I thought I was going to have a momentary issue with, and I never really did, they said Obamacare is great for me. And do you know what the answer to that is? Yeah. There are people that it works for. But guess how many people, just take a guess, write your number down and hold it up to the radio. How many people do not have coverage in medical insurance right now because the Obama plan failed? They couldn't generate revenue from the young. I'll give you the answer as soon as we hear the segue music to go to a break. 30 million. And you're going to tell me that this tax plan is bad? Oh, man, I am happy. Happy. We'll be back.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Service. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC 32.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do too. Thanks.
Laurie, you like this song?
Yep, that's one of my favorites also.
Oh, really? Boy, you and I have a lot in common. We're going to have to
really
sit down.
Really do.
We're going to have to sit down and have a talk. And, poor Laurie, try to hang in there for these last two segments. She is suffering, folks. Do you have an address where people can send contributions?
Just send good positive thoughts. I'll be fine.
All right. Back to the tax reform plan. I've talked about the tax cuts for the middle class. I've talked about the mandate, no penalty. Now let me talk about the big lie from the left. This is, you know, to benefit corporations. The corporations are going to hoard the money in the interest of their own benefits. The shareholders, of course, have to be considered. Trump passed this plan. Trump and the Republicans passed this plan with no votes from the Democrats. So therefore, I go on record as saying I don't like any of them. And now Joe Manchin from West Virginia. You really, really disappointed me. I thought you had more courage than voting. I love Joe Manchin, and I have to rethink this after yesterday. So immediately after the talk and all the corporations who are going to hold all that money, oh, they're not going to give it out or, you know, you ready for this? AT&T, right after this, AT&T are giving out, if this bill is formally signed, and it's just a formality now with Trump signing it, it's formally signed before January 1st, everybody, 200, listen very carefully, 200,000 employees will get a $2,000 bonus each. Start multiplying that out. Other companies, Comcast, they're going to give out huge bonuses. Boeing, huge bonuses to the people working for them. Do you know how many people we're talking about? And this is just the beginning. And I wish I were doing an interview right now with someone on the far left so I could actually ask them. And let me see, what would I say if I were a leftist? What would I say if I were being paid $5 million an hour, a leftist? I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I can't come up with a good answer. Well, this is just an aberration. And they're just covering it up because they get so much more money left that they're putting in their own pockets. Sorry, as I play Jekyll and Hyde, I mean, that's probably what I would say. It's truly a major accomplishment in our lifetime. And boy, this, as you think about this, this has been one heck of a month for Donald Trump. And he's now, you know, I think he's kind of getting the support of the rhinos right now because they're realizing that you've got a great opportunity for domestic capital investment here. The abolishment of all these regulations, the while the forces of evil continue to denigrate this president, his accomplishments this month, I can't think. Even Reagan, I'm going back to Reagan, and I mean, I don't have anything fresh in my head, but in terms of naming off these accomplishments, and I could Google it, but the point I want to make is he has turned things around, and his approval ratings are low. It's like someone who, you know what it's like? It's like someone who's on medication, which keeps their blood pressure low. So if somebody, say, has their blood pressure taken, instead of being 100 over 70, it's 80 over 50, and everybody, the first question is, are you dizzy? Are you lightheaded? And the answer is no. I mean, of course, it's yes, and it's a problem, but it's no, because these low numbers work for this particular person, and it's the same thing here. His low approval ratings aren't inhibitive at all. He's repealed Obama's individual mandate. He announced earlier this month that the official policy of the United States would be to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and stated that we would move our embassy there. It's a career, and I know other embassies have been, moved. This has been talked about being moved. This has been a conversation for years. He's going to do it. These are things that are just under the bar, and you don't see or hear about them because, other than Fox, and Fox isn't the ultimate conservative network. I'd like to see a true conservative network. It's only an ultimate conservative network when you get to Tucker Carlson, Jeanine Pirro, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham. But if you listen to it, or watch it rather, in the afternoon, and you've got on Shepard Smith, he is an absolute superb media guy. I mean, he handles that show as flawlessly as anybody has ever handled the show. It's like he's in your home, relaxed, a cup of coffee, and just the words just flow. So as a, whatever you call him, an anchor person, the host of the show, because sometimes he is an anchor person, he's as smooth as silk. He's not a conservative. And it comes out, and he's had some temper tantrums. And it's good to have that little bit of a balance. I mean, it's hard for me to love the guy personally because sometimes he gets a little obnoxious on that. But I, keep Shepard Smith on. You get two points of view. And if you listen to Morning Joe and Meeker in the morning, of course they'll praise him. And I used to watch the show for 2 hours every day. I watch it now for 10 minutes. It does all you have to do is turn to it. And there's Trump and Mika Brzezinski just blasting away at Trump and talking this morning for a short segment about the tremendous damage he's doing to this economy. He doesn't know what he's doing. Has Joe Scarborough gone mad? Has he gone crazy? The next time he and Mika come to Boston for a book signing, I'm going to be there for that because I'll get to talk with both of them one-on-one. And, as I mentioned, I don't like to keep mentioning it, but, I've got kind of a long-distance friendship with Joe Scarborough. We don't talk, but we've been together 4 or 5 times. We've communicated. I've had him on my show years ago when he was a conservative. And I really am itching to sit down with him and have a discussion about how he's gone so crazy. And I'll probably say to him, Joe, don't take this personally, but has Mika got that much of an effect on you? And then I won't say what I think of Mika Brzezinski other than she's pretty attractive, I'll tell you that. And I think that can have an effect on any guy. Still has an effect with me with my wife, who's still pretty damn good looking. And I know, looks don't count, right? Let me take a sip of water before I say this so I don't choke. looks counted to me when I get married. Does that make me evil? Boy, I'm glad that I'm not going to see this on Politico or in the Washington Post that I'm not well. Stu Taylor says he had to marry someone who was very pretty. I did, and then I assessed all the other attributes. I mean, is that honest, or is it, oh, I never was interested in people's looks? I was only interested in their character. Ask me a question. Email me. You may not like what I say, but I'll tell you right now. I'll give you an honest answer to every question, to everything I do, because I have integrity to begin with, and I have integrity doing this show. And I'm not coming on here to blow the horn for anybody unless it's from my heart and my mind. All right, we got our guest of the day coming up with this message.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. whether you have a patent or not. Our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
Final segment. Little change of direction here. As joining us is William Chandler. He is the author of Spiritual Warfare, The Battle Continues. It's published by the much respected Zulon Press. You can go to xulonpress.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com. And I want to recommend, before I introduce William formally, that he's got a YouTube video out that is, it's really, really impressive. And I'll let him comment on it. Welcome to the show. It's indeed a pleasure to have you on.
Well, same here, Stu. I've been on before, and it's just an honor to be with you and all your audience. The book of Spiritual Warfare deals with what Jesus prepared for us, from the cross to the resurrection. It also deals with the believer, that what he's going to face every day. I'm going to read a little bit what it says in the back of my book. It says here, we can see something disturbing in this world. Evil is spreading. Like a hurricane sweeping across the world with no respect of boundaries or obstructions. It's an old ancient evil which tries to kill, steal, and destroy, using whoever they desire at their will. Yet a shining light came into the world which destroyed the works of the devil and created a new powerful kingdom within. By his name, the name of Jesus, we can have the victory. Even though the war is over because of his resurrection, the battle continues every day. Some are light engagements, while others are heavier encounters. This book continues to reveal an unseen enemy, a force, and a power that we have in the name to overcome it. Together we will witness as we learn from these men of God on what they faced and endured. You know, the book gives an exploration into biblical events, research, testimonies, and storyline accounts, assisted to compare with Scripture. My readers are encouraged to go past the worldview to believe God at His Word. You know, Stu, we talked about it last time about my last book was Put on the Armor of God. This is actually part two. And my book is for from teens to adults. It's used in Sunday schools. It's used as just a good read. It's used where people discuss things concerning spiritual warfare or studies in the Bible concerning about demons, devils, and, you know, our power over them in the name of Jesus. I have different people of all sorts of walks of life to read my books. Some read it for commentaries to understand more about the demonical world and our power over it, and also the influence that they have upon us. Now, I never say in the book or in my books the devil makes us do anything. And it's our free will, it's our choice when we make our decision in this life. And my book covers many subjects from what Jesus talked about in the scriptures, also from the Old Testament, how we can learn to how to get along with us better, you know, with one another. And, you know, the people are not our enemy, you know, I mean, like cultures and races that we've been seeing going on in the past few years. What the hurricane is the unseen forces behind it.
I want to just
explains it in John chapter 3. And he talks about the things of the Spirit is like the wind. Well, we really can't see the wind, but we can see what the wind does in our life. Or in
I just
want to,
let me interject, William, for a second, all right? And then you can pick
sure,
this up.
Absolutely.
It seems like there's a contradiction here. On one hand, you talk, you know, a shining light came into the world. Here we are fighting the devil, or however you want to define the atrocious people, the barbarians in this world. It seems like we have more and more radical nutcakes who are jeopardize the existence of this planet coming forth. And yet, on the other hand, there's an improvement. How do you assess that? And how do you assess it in regards to the spirituality and the religious perspective from this book?
Well, what's interesting, I'm glad you brought that up, because it does seem like a contradiction, but it really isn't. It's just everybody has a free will, and we do can see evil is spreading, but we can have peace and rest in Christ when things come against us. We can read from the examples from the Bible what men faced, from King David and also Samson, and the experiences they went through. Also, what Jesus went through. Jesus was tempted by the devil himself. We can read that in the book of Luke, chapter 4. Now, God does not change a person's mind. They have to make that decision themselves. And sometimes things happen to people, you know, that they can't stop right away. But we can have peace about it, or learn how to avoid certain situations that we don't get ourselves into.
We've got.
I feel that sometimes that, you know, because evil is going to spread. The Bible says that all through the scriptures, and that's what my book brings out. And we can't stop that, because you can't stop a free will. But what really changes is the heart. Now, there's been men that have been incarcerated in prisons at times, and what they've gone through, you know, some terrible situations in their life. But sometimes people change. And there's always that hope that we can have to see people change. And
yeah,
God if we believe in God, then there's definitely a devil.
William, there are some crimes, I believe, that do not deserve a second chance. Vicious rape and vicious attacks on women and children. I think they should be punishable, and I wouldn't give these people a second chance. They should be punished either with life sentences or death. That's my opinion. How do you give second chances to these people?
Well, that's very true what you just said, because the Bible says that you're gonna reap what you sow. And, you know, God's laws that were written in our mind and our heart, God warns us ahead of time. It's in our heart and our thoughts. And as we read in the Torah or the Tanakh, you know, and also in the scriptures, God warns us ahead of time. He says, you know what? If you're going to lie, well, guess what's going to happen? If you're going to bring that upon yourself. If you steal, or if you abuse women, or you kill people, you're going to face what type of punishment in this world. Nobody is going to get away from it, one way or another, right. Even if they never get caught.
We're out of time. William, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for an enlightening book. Go to YouTube. Just type in William Stanley. It's a fascinating insight. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Attention. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,